T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ready to take your game day to the next level? Enter online now at WGR550.com for a chance to win a $300 tailgate tray certificate from Alibaba Kebab to feed 12 football fans. Each Friday, a winner will be announced during Football Friday with us. Fire up your taste buds at any of their three locations. Quickly, Dan Campbell said that the play on Sunday night where Jared Goff scored the touchdown to start the game and it was overturned, like a flag was thrown. Ultimately, we talked about this briefly maybe yesterday or maybe Monday and made the point that just don't listen to them when they tell you what the space ref can't call.
Right.
And Campbell said that that was called from New York. So don't forget that. Anytime your friendly neighborhood color man tells you, well, nope, that's a penalty and they can't throw, they did it. Campbell said that they did it. They told him that on Sunday night, which made sense. That was my guess and maybe yours.
Then the official,
because it went so long before you saw the penalty.
After the game, the official refuted that to a pool reporter saying, you know, no, we got a conference and we figured out that it should be a penalty. But yeah, no, to me, there's no question. I'm ready to believe Dan Campbell when he's told that.
Of course.
Right? I mean, you know, the official is going to try to, like, not get the league in trouble because they don't want Skyref to be perceived as overreaching or anything, but
It is in writing what shouldn't be used for, and this would be an example of
that. It cannot go back and correct penalties that were not called. That's the genesis of the whole Sam Darnold face mask thing in the end zone 1 week, and then the following week there's the same kind of foul that gets called after the play, and Joe Buck is asking the rules analyst, I thought that they couldn't do this, and the poor rules analyst, this is where you say the guy's name because I never remember his name.
Mm-hmm. Russell Yurt.
Russell Yurt, thank you, is just like, he's just spewing word salad, hoping they're going to stop him. Like, when do I get to stop talking? Because I'm in deep here. Joe Buck is calling this out. He's right, and I'm going to get in trouble. So I'm not Joe Buck. I can't ride with Joe Buck and say you're right, Joe, because I'm here. You know, I'm not. I don't have that standing, I guess. Anyway, it's going to happen in some Bills game. Just hope it goes your way, I guess. Right? Just cross your fingers that they correct something illegally. All right, I'm just going to finger quote illegally that they're not supposed to be able to fix. They're going to fix something and just hope it fixes it in your favor, because it's bound to happen.
I'd believe Dan Campbell on most subjects.
Right.
I'm not sure if he told me that we didn't really land on the moon, I'd believe him. But, you know, a lot of things, I feel like he's the kind of guy you would think was being truthful. That's how he comes off. Let's go to Joe next. Hi, Joe.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Joe. Thank you.
So I just wanted to piggyback off what Sal said. So you guys asked him, like, what should the team and, like, the fan base's level of panic be? And he was saying that if this was the AFC of like 3 years ago, where you had the Chiefs and the Bengals, you know, you would, he would feel a little more panicked.
Ravens too. Yeah.
The Ravens too. And you know, to a certain point, I agree with that because, like, yeah, we've looked bad, but we're only a game behind the Colts and the Steelers, and we had the same record as the Patriots and the Chargers. But, like, I also think that should be a reason to panic because if you can't get the one seed, if Daniel Jones gets the one seed before Josh Allen, I will lose my goddamn mind. Like, what an indictment on this coaching staff that would be, and management. Like, they need that one seed so bad. Since, like, they got rid of the two seed, gets a bye too, all but 1 year this decade, at least one of the conference one seeds has made the Super Bowl. You're like almost – it's like you have a 50% shot to make the Super Bowl just by getting the one seed. They need it bad. So I'm panicking if they can't do it this year of all years.
Hey, Joe, thanks.
I get it. Would you say the same about Drake May, I suppose? Probably.
Yeah.
Or Bo Nix. Or Aaron Rodgers.
I like this point, and I know it felt like it was maybe going to be a pretty comfortable ride with the way, you know, 4-0, I'm out front. Kansas City is wobbling. The Ravens are got all kinds of injuries, and they're 1-1 whatever. Now they're 1-5. Wow. But, yeah, you're going to have to get yourself back on track here, but it's still out there. Like, you know, I'm going to count on Indianapolis having this wobble at some point too, and hopefully I can pass them when it happens, provided I'm also not wobbling again. Or continuing to wobble. Endless wobble.
So much wobble. Thank you for the call.
All the wobble. All the... No, I'll stop.
Trevor is next. Hi, Trevor.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Thank you for calling.
Bulldog, I think it was you that said, does Josh Allen want it? I think you made that comment.
Jesus, I did not say that. Somebody said that, and I attacked them. I think that's insane. I would never say such a thing. Please understand that I'm yelling because it's offensive to me that you would assert on a show with my name on it that I said something that I am morally offended by.
And I stand corrected because I do believe Josh Allen wants it. 100%. Which brings me to my point. I called the right before week one, I called the morning show, and I called this team a Ted Lasso-like team who was on soft knocks. And that's what this team is right now. They are soft. This is an abomination for Josh Allen. We are wasting a talent. This defense, we have a defensive-minded coach, and we can't tackle. We can't cover. We're hiring back people that we let go because they're too old and too slow. If I see Jordan Poyer on this field, I am going to be so dismayed at what we are doing with this team. We are not going to a Super Bowl under the reins of Josh.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Josh Allen, or not Josh Allen, Coach McDermott. I'm sorry. Josh Allen could bring us there, but we are not giving him the due respect of stacking this team. Sure, we don't have the capital to do so, but why? Because we keep hiring people for $8 million. Like, this is insane. It's insane where we are right now, that we need to squabble like this of where that Daniel Jones might get the first seed. Are you kidding me? If Daniel Jones gets the first seed and Josh Allen doesn't, we're a mess. We are a mess.
It's not even Halloween, Trevor. It's not even Halloween. It's not Halloween. I'm hearing you.
It sounds like Halloween.
We got a long way to go.
Yeah, my guy, you lost me at abomination. Tom is next. Hi, Tom.
Hey, guys. Mike and Bullock, how are you guys doing?
Good, Tom. Thanks.
Yeah. Wow, on the last call. Hey, Mike, really quick. On James Cook, I agree with you to a certain extent as far as his first couple of years, the guy, he couldn't catch a cold, and I get that. I understand that. But he didn't have that extra gear either. I don't know what the hell he did, but the way he can break out and, take a run in from like 60 yards or whatever, he didn't have it back then. Maybe he's got hands back now. I don't know. I'm just, with our cap space or whatever else, I hope the hell we can get a receiver. I have no idea. But give it a whirl. I mean, try it out. I mean, I'm just thinking out loud. I mean, why not? It can't hurt. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. All right, Tom. Yeah, I mean, I
throw him the ball.
I don't want to be a team that has to settle for that. My point about throwing Cook the ball on Monday night is nothing else is working. Why do you not have that as a pivot somewhere to try to offset what's happening to you? You can't handle them up front. Your receivers on the edges aren't getting open. Try that. And they never really got to it. So, I got to live with what I am. And in a given game, even. And in that game, the outside stuff was not working. They had, whatever plan they had seemingly went to hell when Josh Palmer left the game. And, that was it. And so they needed a different idea and a pivot, and they never got to it. And, I'm here for that. Like, I don't want to build around my running back either, but in a given game, in a scenario where nothing else is working, I'm gonna try to get the ball to the guy that is the most explosive player outside of the quarterback on the team.
Seems like something that they might want to do going forward. There are lots of these kind of, why didn't you do this in the last game? And that is the job. That is the challenge. And I think it's a huge challenge to be able to do that deftly. So that, might be right in terms of Monday night. But I think I'd be surprised if Cook didn't get 3 or 4 targets against Carolina, having been in the middle of this conversation mm-hmm. today. I think I'd be surprised if he didn't. Ben is next. Hi, Ben.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So after the game, I think myself and a lot of people in Buffalo wanted to call you guys and get on the air. So I didn't have the chance to air my thoughts at that point, which was probably for the better. I've had a few days to sit with them, and there's not many things that have not been said yet about the game. But two things that I'm sitting with, first of which, I was listening to Tasker and Brown talk to Dan Orlovsky yesterday. And, this whole idea of fundamentals keeps coming up, and Steve Tasker was explaining, in his conversation with Orlovsky that clearly there's some sort of disconnect going on in practice because of how much McDermott preaches fundamentals. And at some point we need to figure out how to make these stick with the players is essentially what he was saying. And he was arguing with that we have the guys in the room. But to me, when you're talking about making fundamentals stick to guys that we have, and if that's being preached so much in practice, when does it occur to us that maybe our defensive players just aren't that good?
Day one.
That's what I think, too. Like, your fundamentals go to hell when you're overmatched.
Well, exactly. And going into last week, I don't know, I don't put a ton of stock in PFF, but what I do appreciate is that it'll break down exactly where and why they value certain positions. Every single player in our secondary going into this Monday night game, all three corners and both safeties, were allowing a passer rating of over 100 when they were targeting. Every single one of them, all five.
Well, they did play Rattler.
you're right. And when you're playing quarterbacks that are that bad, it just blows my mind. Specifically, Taylor Rapp has kind of been number one on top of my, you know, crap list for the last few weeks. To me, it makes no sense how we keep trotting him out there. And there's no way that McDermott's defensive scheme is just too complicated, you know, to hinder some free agent safety like Justin Simmons.
Yeah, no.
Being bad.
We got you here. I mean, you're not hearing us talk about that. I don't know. It all just sounds like, what do you say? Word salad. It all just sounds like something to say to me. It could be right, but I wouldn't spend 5 seconds thinking about, you know, fundamentals as like, because it's perfectly logical where you're coming from. Why would that be it? Can be. Everybody's different. Maybe one guy, not the next, but I think it's how good you are, mostly. That's what I think. Okay, Sabres pregame at 6 with Paul here on WGR.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.